right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 395. I'm your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And of course, I am always joined by a man who will never be shut down. His voice will always be heard. Wombat.
Oh, me?
That's you. Isn't that
you? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were shutting me down.
Oh, I mean, a man who just got shut down completely, Wombat. A man who's packing up his stuff right now.
Wow. Yep, I have everything in boxes and taking it back to my home, which I'm already in.
Like, so wait a minute, really... I live here.
It's a very awkward walk.
Right, where do you go when I fire you from your home?
I'll hide in the basement.
Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm sorry to say that Shipwreck is not here to join us tonight. He's very busy.
He may or may not have diarrhea.
There's been a rumor about diarrhea.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Right.
The Hershey squirts.
In a public situation.
The green apple splatters.
So I'm sorry.
He may or may not have the Cincinnati chilies. I can't.
Yeah, so next week we'll see Shipwreck.
It's not really my place to say.
Actually, Shipwreck is we're shutting down the Shipwreck branch of the CatCast.
Yeah, we both decided. We had, you know, you may have seen the pictures. We had coffee this week, and it was really an extensive conversation about what to do with Shipwreck.
Actually, what we're doing is we're combining Shipwreck and Wombat into one now larger entity.
Bat Ship.
Right. Ship times Bat.
Ship times Bat. Is it Ship times Bat or Ship X Bat?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, enough of this nonsense already.
Ship by Bat. Is that what it's supposed to be?
Whatever you like. It's up to you, Wombat. The world is yours.
Open to interpretation.
I see the one thing that we have on the outline is from Shipwreck. Shipwreck went to Beercade. I don't know what that is, but you'll have to wait till next week to hear about that.
It sounds like an arcade with beer, which I'm assuming is a good time. It's much better than my weekend of going to a Shivacall. So.
Right, that sucks. I'm going to a Barcade this weekend.
Well, that sounds a lot like Beercade.
Right. It
might be the same thing.
Yeah. There's a few of them in New York, so it's my first time going.
Nice. I've never been to one, and I live in New York, but people don't invite me to things. So.
Want to come?
No.
Oh. It's actually, yeah.
I'm not going into the city on a weekend. What are you, crazy?
Right. Well, I'm not telling you when it is.
No, or whenever it is.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we got together. We had coffee this week.
Yeah, it was a nice time. I had a nice time.
Wombat had a bloody nose.
I did.
Within 5 minutes of us getting together, which was...
Well, you know, the weather... two things. I have two things against me. One, I am a huge nerd. That's thing number one, first and foremost. Right.
Obviously, you would have a bloody nose.
Exactly. And yes, if I go from like extreme dry cold to extreme dry warm, my nose is just going to pop open like a... Like a balloon filled with water.
But how long were you outside for? You were waiting for me downstairs in front of your office.
It's just that walk. Literally just that walk was enough. Hmm. Yeah, I know.
That's like,
I suck.
Like a minute? Like 1 minute?
It was like, I mean, yes, it wasn't a long walk. It was like a 4 minute walk, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we did walk a little bit. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we walked like a full city avenue. Sorry. That's a little bit of a walk.
Sorry. Do you get a lot? How many bloody noses have you had this winter so far?
This winter? Actually, not that many. It's really, really been this week. That was the second one I'd had this week.
Shit.
But I haven't had any more this week so far. So,
that's great.
Yeah. It happens. When I was a kid... In really mostly in middle school. I didn't do it so much in high school, but I did it a lot in middle school. I used to sit at my desk, and knowing that I could get a bloody nose real easily, I would just kind of rub the side of my nose a little bit.
So you can go to the nurse's office?
So I could go to the nurse's office and get out of class. Hmm. Yeah. I once had a bloody nose for a half hour, and they sent me home. They're like, oh, he may have an aneurysm. He should go to his house.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I turned out just fine.
Have you considered carrying around a wet cloth and just wrapping that around your face?
When I was selling copiers on the streets of Manhattan 7-8 years ago, however long ago that was, not long ago enough, I used to keep a lot of tissues in my pocket because there would be times where I'd be like in the hallway of a random building and I had no idea where anything was and my nose would just start to bleed. And I have to like duck into a stairwell and fix my nose.
Crazy.
It is. This is the hardship that is my life.
Right.
Everyone should feel a little bit more sympathy towards me.
All this and you're short.
And I'm short.
The hell?
Yeah, I know. But I had good coffee.
Right. It was fun.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
We had a good time. We had some coffee.
Yes.
I mean, looking forward to some hand-me-down Matchbox cars.
That's right. You could even have some Japanese imports.
That would be the best day of my life. I mean, Elliot's life.
The Tomy car.
Nice.
Anyway.
So you want to know some show feedback?
Yeah, let's do some show feedback.
This show's going to be like 15 minutes long, so I hope everyone enjoys
it.
No. No, there's stuff to talk about. The Nexus 6 has to say, cheapy damn it, just use the slow cooker already.
I did. I talked about the slow cooker a few times this week, but I didn't actually use it.
Okay, that's a start.
I told my wife that we should use the slow cooker, and she said, yes, I agree. I agree. And then I said, I need to get some recipes, and then that's where it ended. That's where we are.
Okay, well, you need to go. You know, even if you went to the supermarket and called me from there and said, I'm in the supermarket, these are the things I see, what do you recommend for slow cooking? I would be more than happy to help you in that situation.
Okay, that might be weird, but okay.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be the first person in America to call someone from a supermarket to ask them about recipes.
What does a chicken look like?
How do I know it's a chicken?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And Spid has to say, I want to thank Wombat for his insight into why the joystick is closing. I was a big fan of the site for a while. It used to be my go-to site for gaming news. You guys do not get enough credit for how well you break down the business aspect of the game industry. Thank you. And he was talking about all of us. He said, you guys, which is the other reason why I picked this one.
Right.
He was complimenting all of us.
Right.
But, I mean, I you know, now that it's actually happened, I was kind of spot on with what I said last week.
Yeah.
Which surprised me as much as anyone else.
Sure.
And the article came out again and with how many layoffs and the results of the programmatic shift, the shift to programmatic ad buying and how it's affecting their business model over at AOL. So
they don't want to have full-time people anymore.
Right.
And they don't really need to.
No. Because everything is done on its own on the back end. I spent a chunk of my day today actually working on stuff that revolves around that, but not for AOL. But.
So basically, let me see if I got this straight. So basically, the big companies, they don't want to hire the sales team. Is that it? They'd rather just get like a $2 CPM instead of, you know, a $10 CPM or whatever else they can get with a sales team. They'd rather just go for that $2 CPM.
Well, let me, I'll say it to you. Let's say you are business owner X, right?
I am business owner X.
You're business owner X. Now, you could hire, say, I don't know, say you hired me. You hired me to get ads on your website.
Okay.
And you're going to give me a commission. You're going to pay for me to travel across the country to go meet up with these people to possibly advertise on your site. You're going to pay taxes on me. You're going to, if I go to an office, or if, let's say you would want to, you'd probably need to supply me with a computer of some sort, whatever the overhead might be. And you're just one guy, so it wouldn't be as much, but it would still be a lot for you. Now, if you could cut out the overhead and get what, and your profit might roughly be the same, wouldn't you take it? Even though, yes, it may be a $2 CPM against a $10 CPM, but $8 of that $10 may go towards my salary, my commission, my travel, my insurance, my taxes, whatever it is that you have to pay to keep an employee around.
It's the robots. Like you said, the robots took over the job, the little robots that decide that the ad bidding marketplace. Robots.
So, I mean, it makes sense in that way. It sucks, but, you know, John Henry was a steel-driving man, too.
So how come Joystick can't operate that way, but a site like Polygon can? They have a sales team that is still able to pull in these huge ad deals that cover everything?
You know what? It's also a very different style of website. It's a lot of... They also do a lot of native advertising, which would be, you know, sponsored content, and that requires a sales team. It probably goes for a higher profit margin. I don't know. I don't work at Polygon, so I can't answer for them. I'm only assuming. They also have unusual ad unit sizes, which would make programmatic relatively difficult to do.
Right.
So, because there, I wouldn't be surprised if Polygon's model is more custom, more they're almost like the creative marketing agency for a product. So, if you're CheapED and you want to advertise the cat, you know, cheap ass gamer, instead of going and having, you know, your creative people on staff, which don't exist, and having them create ad units, you may go to a Polygon and say, I want to do something on your site. You know, I want to do something unique and flashy. And, you know, would you guys be able to build it all out for me? And they are probably more in the full service. Yeah, we'll build this unit. It's an old unit that only exists on our website. It's going to do all these weird things.
They'll make a video about Japanese toilets.
Exactly. So you should advertise with us, and that's, you know, and that's why. So it's really more about that kind of a service aspect, and it's really something that Joystick never did.
Right. They just had ads, probably whatever AOL could pick up, and yeah.
Yeah, it's just standard. Well, your IAB standard banners.
Gotcha. Well, we'll miss Joystick. As we said last week, we talked about this last week, and
yeah. Also, I doubt there was ever a sales staff that was dedicated to just Joystick.
Right. They were spread across a few different sites, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Where I think the Polygon sales team, if that network is only about three sites anyway. So, you have to focus on each one.
Wombat, you could have saved them. Could you have saved Joystick?
Could I have saved
Joystick? If it was just you.
I don't know. So here's the question. What is my job now at AOL? What's my hypothetical job? My job to do what's best for AOL so they can make the most profit? Or is my job now to save Joystick? Or is it to try to do both?
Both. You got to do both.
Because, I mean, I do think it would... I mean, it may be actually similar to what they did. But I don't know if I necessarily would have gone the Engadget X Joystick route as much as I would have kept Joystick where it is. But cut the staff down.
Right.
I don't know if I would have gotten rid of it. But then again, that's just me. And I'm also speaking in a bubble with no information.
Who specifically would you have fired?
Oh, everybody. But, you know, all the people. The guy with the thing, I don't like him.
Right. Anyway, we'll miss Joystick. And I thought? I thought the staff at Joystick did a really nice job closing out the site. I thought like the last few posts that they did were very classy. And everything went down in a very classy manner in true Joystick
style. I forwarded some LinkedIn pages of writers to our edit staff at my company.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm not completely heartless.
Yeah. There may be some good gay jobs available. the best thing about Wombat's job is I could just put gay in front of anything that involves his company, and it's completely legitimate.
Yep, but only my company.
Only your company.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I can make you happy.
Aren't you glad that you could do that for me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here?
That was all I had.
Okay, how about some Watch This Bitches? I saw a really good movie.
What did you see?
I saw the new DC animated film, Justice League: Throne of Atlantis.
How is it?
It's excellent.
Is Ocean Master in it?
Is Superman in it? Is that what you're saying?
No, Ocean Master.
Ocean Master is in it, yes.
Black Manta?
Confirmed.
Does Black Manta take his mask off?
Confirmed.
Ooh.
It's about Aquaman. It's about the origin of Aquaman. And I know what you're thinking, oh, Aquaman, who gives a shit about Aquaman? But they do a good job of making you give a shit about Aquaman by including all the other Justice League people. And actually, the Aquaman story is pretty good. I didn't realize.
Does it have Batman in it?
Yeah. Sure. They got everybody.
Yeah, why not?
That's what they do, is they take, you know, like most people, they don't care about Aquaman, but if they see Superman on the cover also, like, oh, shit, all right, Superman's in it. I'll check it out. So everybody's in it. Superman is fucking slick in this. Mm. He's with Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay, so it's based on recent stuff then.
I guess so. So he has a really smooth line towards Wonder Woman. I don't know if I want to spoil it. Should I spoil it?
Something about that ass?
No, no, no. So like they're both flying, or like they're both on the ground or something. I forget if they're flying or on the ground. They're on the ground and
they're moving at some sort of speed in some location.
Yeah. And Wonder Woman talks, she says to Superman, like, how can you handle the loneliness? Right? Talking about their tough lives they're leading. And Superman, or as Clark Kent, he says, let me show you. And he grabs her by the hand and picks her up and he like flies straight up and just, you know, kisses her hard. Pretty smooth, huh?
I thought you would say, how do you handle the loneliness? And he rubs one out over the state of Kansas and he destroys an entire crop field with his semen bullets.
That's not very classy.
Well, you know, it depends. We all have different definitions of class.
Right. Anyway, so Justice League Throne of Atlantis, I watched it with Ty and Mrs. Chibi, actually. It's not really for kids. There's you know, a fair amount of violence in it, and there might be a few decapitations. But Ty can handle it. He's okay.
He's a tough kid.
But yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Excellent. I saw a movie. I guess it would be considered an independent film. It's a comedy called They Came Together.
Yes, I
see. It's like a spoof of romantic comedies. It was written by David Wayne and Michael Showalter and directed by David Wayne. They were both from The State and did Wet Hot American Summer. And this one it's Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd, and they're like a spoof of a romantic comedy couple telling their story. And it was okay. Like, you ever watch a movie and you want to like it? Like, you want it to be funny.
Most action movies that I watch, I feel that way. Not about being funny, but I want to like them, and I just find them stupid.
Yeah, like, I really wanted to like it. I watched the whole thing, and it couldn't decide how broad it wanted to be. Like, at one moment, it would be very broad, and then they would kind of be subtle in the next scene, and it was just a little too disjointed. So where it didn't quite work. But I mean, if you're around and it's on, I would recommend watching it at least for a little bit. It starts off funnier than I think than the payoff is. So maybe even if you just watch at the beginning, you'd be like, oh, I get it. And then you could probably move on with your life.
Yeah, I've seen it listed on Apple TV and I thought about renting it, but couldn't quite pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, it's not worth paying for.
Gotcha.
Yep. But it was cute, just not great.
Right. Vladimir writes in and asks us to rank our excitement for Age of Ultron, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, he means, Star Wars 7, and Fast and the Furious 7.
I'm going to go with Ultron, Star Wars, Jurassic, Fast and Furious.
I'm going with Ultron. The problem is Star Wars is going to be bad.
Do you think it'll do? So you're like, already this is going to be terrible.
Fast and the Furious, I don't care about, so that's last.
Yeah, sure. Me neither. I don't care either. That's why it's last.
But Jurassic World could also be very bad.
Well, Jurassic Park 2 and Jurassic Park 3 were not particularly great movies.
Right, and just think, like, even the original Jurassic Park, they made a couple of changes from the book, and I feel like today they're more likely to make bigger, dumber changes.
I don't think the Jurassic World has anything to do with any books.
Jurassic, it doesn't. Even worse.
I don't know. I'd be surprised.
I'm not optimistic with these big budget movies. They try to cater to...
Age of Ultron has something to do with books, though. Comic books.
Yes. I have faith in that being good.
It has Iron Man in it. I don't know if you knew that. I hope that's not a spoiler.
I know. I watched all the cartoons, so I think I know all the story about Ultron. I think. What else we got here?
That also preps you pretty well then for Ant-Man.
Yes, it, yes. The well, what's that series that I liked?
It was Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yes, yes.
That was a really good series. I missed that one.
I recommend that to watch with your children.
Yeah, it's. I mean, why that show is so great is it takes basically every classic storyline from Avengers, starting from like the early 60s storylines through some more modern ones and some of the ones from the 80s that I remembered as a kid. And it kind of put like this, you know, melded it into this more contemporary looking cartoon, but it told those same old stories. So it was telling these great old storylines in this modern way, which if you're a kid and never, you know, and all you know of the Avengers is the movies, now you have all this actual, you know, canonical knowledge of the Avengers. You know, like how they found Captain America, Age of Ultron, with the Secret Invasion, they did that whole thing. They really did a good job with that.
Yeah, we watched
the Kang the Conqueror stuff. I mean, it's definitely fun stuff.
Yep. All right. What else we got here? New releases?
Sure.
All right. What do we got this week? You've been playing. Let's see.
I've been playing this game on the PlayStation 4 called Apotheon? Papadopoulos?
Apotheon.
Mr. Papadopoulos, the game?
Apotheon.
Did you play any of it? I told you to play some of it.
I looked at the screenshots. I got that far. Okay. I'm having all these problems with my PS4 and the Wi-Fi.
So why don't you just wire it?
Because I have to drill a hole through the wall, or I have to get... As Thorbond 3 told me on Twitter, they make these things that plug into your wall, the power line stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm sure it's very
exciting. They're like, no, they're Ethernet adapters that plug into your outlet.
Oh, okay.
And then you plug the cable into that, and then you plug the other end where your router is.
Sure.
And it goes through the wiring in your house. It's supposed to be very good. So he linked one up on Twitter, and I checked out the page. And you know how on Amazon you can search the reviews? They have that little search box. I typed in PS4 into there, and I shit you not, there were 40 reviews that specifically mentioned that their PS4 Wi-Fi was horrible, and they bought this thing, and now it's great.
So, well, there you go.
So,
because the PS4 Wi-Fi is horrible. So I know Shipwreck always says that he doesn't have a problem. Maybe it's a New York thing. In New York, Wi-Fi and the PlayStation 4 don't. They just don't mix.
Somebody suggested that because if you live in a crowded area like a city and you're running the 2.4 gigahertz network, that's very crowded. And I guess the PS4 is shitty anyway. The Wi-Fi stuff is pretty bad anyway, and you're just not going to get any signal. So somebody, even today, you know, I asked on Twitter if anyone had any problems. So somebody just linked me to a thread on Gaff. Somebody said, the whole thread is, I have a PS4. Every other device in my house works fine on my router except the PS4. And it's close to the wireless router, and it still doesn't work unless I move it incredibly close to the wireless router. And then it works. So
yeah, mine is like maybe 4 feet away from the wireless router. Still doesn't work. So I just keep it plugged in. I just keep it wired. I actually keep my router now next to the TV. It's like behind the TV.
Yeah.
And that's where my router is. So that's why I just can keep everything wired, because it's all just in that same spot. I don't have to run a wire all through the house.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do that. Move your router. Just you get a splitter for the cable.
But the problem is it's only the PS4. Everything else works fine.
I know, but once you wire your Xbox One, that'll be faster also.
But I did a speed check on the Xbox One. It was like 85 down and, you know, 70 up or something.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Maybe the ping would be
It
better.
Wouldn't hurt it. It wouldn't hurt it.
But to have to do that just for the PS4 is really annoying. I don't know. I don't know why they couldn't just put in some good shit. Anyway, we're sorry.
We're talking about Apotheon, which is a fun game. It's free now on PS Plus, and I highly recommend at least checking it out. I'm enjoying it. I like the art style. It's kind of like shadow puppets on an ancient Greek vase is how I would describe the art style, which is very, it's unique. It's a Metroidvania style game, for lack of a better description, but one that, you know, paints the right picture. And it's cool. You know, there's a variation on weapons that you can use and how you can use the weapons. The controls do take a little while to get used to. I mean, not incredibly long, but a little bit. And it can be a little wonky when you're trying to go up and down stairs. But overall, I mean, it's fun and it's unique. It's, you know, it's a good game, and it's, you know, it's definitely worth checking out.
And it's free on PS Plus.
And it's free. So really, what else, you know? What else is there? What else do you need to know? It's new and it's free. Go check it out.
Right. Also new and free is iDarb. Although it was actually came out last week, but this is the official release. Ty and I have been playing this. We got the code early, so we've been playing for a while. And we've been playing online against other people, Ty and me. And it's a lot of fun, I gotta say. It needs to have some better online standard features, like keeping track of your win-loss record. That would be nice to have, I think. But it's, have you played that with your kids?
Not with my kids, but I've played it.
You should try it with your kids if you want. You could all play. You could play four.
They
players.
Watch me play. It's too fast for them.
Well, Ty and I have a good time playing together, and we actually win once in a while when we play. Usually, I'd say we win maybe 50% of the time, but I need more practice. But totally would recommend that. What else came out this week? Darkest Dungeon came out on Steam on early access.
And
a lot of people are talking about it, right? You see a lot of people on Twitter talking about that game, don't you?
Yes, I do see a lot of people talking about that.
So I played like several hours of it because got my gaming PC back and ready to jump in. Yeah, it's pretty addictive. So here's what it is, Wombat. Let me explain it to you.
Tell me about it.
Tell me if you'd be interested in this. So it's a roguelike, sort of.
I'm already not interested.
No, but sort of, kind of. It's not really a roguelike, actually. Hold on. Let me take that back. It's, you have, you know, the characters that you have, when they die, they're dead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have like a stable of characters, okay? So it's not like a roguelike in the sense where that the game is over and your character is gone. You can, these characters are persistent until they actually die in the game, and then they're gone forever, okay? So maybe that's not really a roguelike is... It's a roguelike-like, I think, is a better way to call it.
Okay.
So you have the story is that your family owns this wealthy estate, and then beneath the estate was this horrible dungeon where all this, you know, monsters lurk and all this stuff, and it's ruined the house. And now you're coming to reclaim the estate and clean out the dungeon. So it has this really cool art style, this hand-drawn art style. Have you seen any pictures of it at all?
I should say yes, right? I'm supposed to say yes.
Well, you don't have to. You should say the truth.
I have not. I'll look it up now.
Yeah. And so it's got this hand-drawn art style. And, you know, you do actually move the party of characters around. And the camera
sort of, it's cool looking.
Yeah, and the camera sort of zooms in and out as well. But there are a few things that make this RPG a little different from other ones that I've played. It introduces this sanity system. So as you adventure, as you go down into the darkest dungeon, your characters get crazy, start to get a little crazy depending on what happens as you play. You know, and it is just a turn-based, pretty standard turn-based RPG. So like if you're playing and you happen to be in the dark, your characters will get crazy like faster. If you start to get beat up, your characters will get crazy faster. If you kick ass, you'll become like less crazy. And once your character's crazy meter fills up all the way, they go crazy, but they react in different ways. So sometimes you can actually get lucky and your character will become very brave when they go crazy. But more often than not, they just go crazy, and they'll be like really selfish, or they'll be very paranoid or something, and they'll just start, you know, the text will come up on the screen and they'll say weird shit and you can't control them properly. They'll refuse healing when you try to heal them. They'll be like, no, I like pain and things like that. So it really does affect the game. And it's interesting the way they handle that. It's got this nice voiceover work. that goes on while you play that's reminiscent of, what's that game where the announcer talks behind the guy?
Well, oh, God. I know what game. Bastion?
Yeah, exactly. It's got something like that, but it's, you know, like when your characters start to go crazy, he'll say something like, you know, the mind's eye wanders or something. You know, it just, it's nice. It adds a good atmosphere to the game. It's very difficult. You will die a lot. I don't know. I recommend it. It's $20 on early access. The game is seems like it works fine. I haven't had any problems with it. Yeah, it's pretty addictive as well. So look for it on PS4 at some point. I don't see why it wouldn't. I'm sure it could work. But yeah, it's fun.
Cool.
That was Darkest Dungeon, by the way. People asked us to repeat the names of the games.
Oh, we're Darkest about. Darkest Dungeon.
Yes. What did you think it was?
I knew what you were talking about. I was just helping you out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I also installed LED lights behind my computer monitors.
And is it awesome?
Eh, it's okay.
Is it a party?
No, it can change colors, though. It comes with the remote control. It's the Glowback brand. So I can make it orange.
You could
have
say any brand and it'd be like, wow.
It's red right now. So it is like a party. You can make it do like strobe lights. Yeah. I have it hooked up to my TV as well. It's a separate one. What else we got this week? Is there anything else here?
I mean, I see that Pix the Cat came out on Steam. I have that on the PlayStation 4 and I happen to really like that game.
Oh, I never even heard of it.
Oh, it was a PS Plus game a couple of months ago. It's fun. It reminds me a little bit of like a Pac-Man style game.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit of a twist to it, but it's fun and I like the art style in that. So, I don't know. You could check that out on Steam if that's what you got.
You're a pretty avid PS Plus free game user.
You know what? They're there. I'll download them. I do.
You play them.
The funny thing is with the games with gold. You know, it's this month. It's iDarb, which we were. You know, we've all had for a little, we both had for a little while. So it's not like I'm gonna download that. It's there. You know, it's not even so much that the selection is better, although it might just be that it's a little bit better. I don't know.
Harold also comes out this week on Steam. Isn't that the game that we saw?
Yes.
At PAX,
mm-hmm.
1 year.
I saw that game at, actually, in their offices in Manhattan.
Hmm.
Yeah, that game looked fun when I saw it. I you know, it might be worth checking out.
God, that was
product.
So long ago.
That was a long
Holy
time ago.
Holy shit, I mean, how long ago was that?
It's like a year ago.
No.
I saw it like
No, you
a year
saw
ago.
It a year ago, and we saw it at PAX. It must have been a couple years ago. So yeah. This is a small game. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is not like Call of Duty or something.
No.
Damn, it's a lot of work making these games.
Well, that game is all hand-drawn animation.
Shit. So, send that shit to Korea. They work a lot faster over there.
I don't know. I didn't make the game.
Is that it for new releases? You see anything
I think
else?
That's it for new releases.
Excellent. So we have a new sponsor this week, Wombat.
Woohoo!
So our sponsor this week, this is actually a pretty cool sponsor.
Tell me about
our sponsor this week is Harry's.com. And Harry's is a online razor blade shaving kit retailer that was started by two guys who basically got tired of paying expensive prices for razor blades and getting, you know, crappy razor blades for high prices, basically. So I was reading, like, you know, they send over the copy for this stuff and they were talking about how expensive razor blades are, just for like disposable razors that you buy.
They're a fortune. They are a fortune.
It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up on Amazon because I don't know. I still have a whole bunch from Japan, but it's like $13 for a pack of four razors, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy. It is crazy.
So anyway, so these guys at Harry's, they sent me over a kit, a shaving kit. You know,
they did.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They asked. They said, "Oh, they like to send over a kit so that the podcasters can use it and then they can talk about it." And I said, "Hey,
so were we supposed to share it?"
No. They said they were going to send one, and I said, "Hey, now I live in America. I want to, you know, reap the bounty of free stuff."
So tell me about it. Maybe if they sent it to me, I wouldn't have a beard anymore, but okay.
No, I mean, they sell these shaving kits, which include a nice razor, like a handheld, what do you call that? Like, you know, bush razor blade system. And they make their own razor blades.
A razor?
I don't know. Like a razor. What do you call
a
it?
A razor.
It's a razor. It's a regular razor with
a razor blade
with
system.
Their own...
An apparatus for holding the razor blade?
Right. Exactly. It's nicer than what you would get. Like, I usually use the Gillette Hydro 5. Are you familiar with that one?
I am familiar with that one, yes.
That's what I... So, like, this, like, the handle is much heavier. It feels much more sturdy. It's not metal, but it's weighted or something. I don't know what's inside there, but there's some... It's not just, like, a hollow plastic, whatever it is with the Hydro 5. So yeah, they sent me a kit and it had the shaving cream and the aftershave and the razor blades that come with it. But the stuff on there is like, it's actually a really good deal. So if you go to harrys.com and you use coupon code CAGCAST, okay, you'll get $5 off anything on the site. So they have a lot of stuff. It's like really low price. So what did I say that four pack of razor blades cost? $13 on Amazon? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for $10, you can get one of these, after the coupon code CAGCAST, you can get one of their shaving kits.
Okay. You can get the Truman set.
Right. And it looks nice, right? And you can get these
it
nice
does. It does look
color.
It looks very nice.
You can choose a color, I think, for the razor blade. It's got free shipping and everything. So it's, you know, it looks cool when you get it. It's, you know, you'll see everything has a nice style to it. And
you can get the limited edition Jimmy Chin razor.
Right. We need to get the limited edition Wombat razor where we shave and you shave your beard with it.
If they sent me a razor, I'll put this on the air right now. If somehow I get one of these razors, I will film myself getting rid of my beard using their razor.
Will you get a bloody nose while you do it?
And I'm sure there'll be more than just bloody noses.
Right. So our listeners,
that is my guarantee.
I don't know if our listeners want to see that.
I think they want to see me in pain. I'm sure we have more than one listener.
Maybe you should just record the audio of you doing it. Like really close up so we can hear like the sound of the skin getting... Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we want our listeners to go to harrys.com and check out these kits that they have. They're really cool. Make sure you use coupon code CAGCAST and you can get this nice little shaving kit for $10. You know, comes with shaving cream and the razor and blades and a little case for the razor that, you know, while it's on the actual handle. That's what I keep in the shower, keep it in this little plastic case there. So, yeah, go to harrys.com, use coupon code CAGCAST. And thanks, Harry's. Yeah. What else we got here, Wombat? Some Wombat's news and stuff.
Yeah, look at that.
Rest.
We already talked about the joystick X and Engadget. So now joystick, the name does live on, but it's now part of Engadget. It is on Engadget.com. So if you go, I think it's Engadget.com/games or something like that. That's where you'll find it, which is, you know, I'm going to go with this is my uneducated guess that eventually if you go to joystick.com it will automatically redirect you to the new site.
No, they're going to keep the archive, they said.
I think you could do both. You could keep the archive on this, like you could link to the archive through here.
It could be
right?
joystick.engadget.com
or something.
.org. I'm going with .org. I'm pretty sure they're going to switch the site to joystick.engadget.org.
There you go.
So that's that. What else we got here? Andrew Yoon died. Also, former joystick writer. Have you ever met? Did you ever meet Andrew?
Who? Yes.
You did?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. Sorry, I was reading something else. Yes, I met Andrew. Andrew Yoon, who recently passed away very sadly. He was the first person that I ever met in the game industry that knew who I was.
Oh, wow.
I met him at an event, And he goes, hey, aren't you, because he's so, you know, I think I was wearing like a goofy name tag. And he's like, are you Wombat from the CADcast? So I go, yeah. He goes, I love your show. Like, it's one of those things you don't forget because it was the first time anyone.
Sure.
I was at like a, you know, one of the first times, I think probably an EA event. And it was one of the first times I was there. And he was one of the first people to be like, I really like your show. I write for Joystick. And I go, I know what that is.
Right. You must have been pretty excited, all fired up.
Yeah. Because, you know, that was when he was working for Joystick, where he was for a very long time. And he lived in New York for a very long time. So anytime I would go to any of these things, I would see him. So I would actually see him a lot in addition to the, you know, your E3 kind of stuff. So, yeah, I actually saw him. It was funny. You know, the last time I saw him was probably over the summer when I went to go see Spider-Man 2. He was at the same theater as me.
Nice.
And he sat essentially next to me. So we saw Spider-Man 2 together.
He sat next to you?
Yeah.
You're a good match. We were in the same. He was very slender.
He was.
You take up a lot of space, so you would be a good theater.
Thanks.
Match, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to get, it's important.
Yes. Thanks for telling everyone how I take up a lot of space. I don't take up that much space.
Well, I didn't say you take up that much space.
Your exact words were, you take up a lot of space.
When I went to buy a plane ticket today, they actually had an option where you could buy another seat for yourself.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I don't need that.
I'm not saying that you need
I don't need another seat.
I'm not saying that you need another seat. I'm just saying I never have seen that before.
People actually try to sit next to me on the train because I don't take up that much space.
Right. Okay. There you go. That's a good point, actually.
You know, there are people on my train that do make me want to vomit a little bit.
I believe it.
Well, they take up like 3 seats.
Really?
And the seat in front of them.
How do they take up the seat in front of them?
Picture grimace.
Their chin?
Mm-hmm. No, the belly just flops on the seat in front.
Wow, that's a big person.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah,
no, that's okay.
You need to find a job on Long Island. Why can't you find a job on Long Island?
There are none, first of all.
Right.
They don't exist.
There's one reason.
Two, I like my current job.
Yeah, you like the job, but the commute is killing me.
The commute is killing me.
Yeah.
Yes, there's no getting around that.
Right.
Yes,
somebody
give
Wombat a job on Long Island near his house.
Yeah.
Maybe in his house even.
I mean, I can work from home. Not often. Actually, when it snows, I work from home.
Right. Hey, this is supposed to be about Andrew Yoon. How come we're talking about you and snow now?
You brought it up.
Anyway, we'll miss you, Andrew. I've met Andrew a few times. Very nice guy.
Yeah, he was a wonderful person, and he will be sorely missed.
Yes. What else we got here? Are you playing any more Dying Light?
No.
None?
No.
Really? You're out completely?
No, it's not that I'm out completely.
Just
it's funny because we had this conversation offline, I guess, off the air, where, you know, I'm still really into Far Cry 4.
Right, okay, got it.
And it's not that I don't want to play Dying Light more. It's just that it's like, well, I'm still playing this game that I really like. Do I want to stop this to go start something else? And then, like, am I going to try to pull off the playing two games at once thing, which never works? Am I just stopping this one completely to play this one, and then I'll go back to that one? I don't know. I also decided, and I told my wife today, that I need, like, a good mental health day. To, like, you know, like, just stay home on a day when the kids are in school and just kind of vegetate for a couple hours.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to a mental hospital.
I'm going to a mental hospital. No, I just need, like, a day to decompress at home.
Right. Yeah.
So I was supposed to do it, was it last week? On last Friday, I was supposed to do that. But we had that blizzard, and I just took I moved that vacation day from Friday to Tuesday so I could just not worry about work and I could worry about shoveling and the kids and stuff. So I didn't get really to enjoy my vacation day. So I'm still kind of bummed about that.
Yep.
Yeah. I know no one cares. No one cares
about
that conversation.
I want you to have a good quality life.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad someone wants me to.
Yeah. Or, you know, either way. What else are we talking about here?
As I just drank an entire bottle of water. Well, if I get too dry, my nose will start to bleed.
Right. Don't trip it on that microphone.
Activision made a lot of money. Did you know that?
I didn't. I'm a stockholder, I think.
Well, good. Then maybe you made a lot of money.
Sweet.
Yeah, we all know that you could use some cash.
I could. You know, my landlord has not sent me a rent bill yet.
You may want to check into
that. I did, but they're not calling me back.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're doing what you can do.
I asked the doorman. I was like, you know, I got a really stupid question for you. It's like, how do I pay rent here? And he's like, you know, someone else in your building asked me the same question. You know, Here's the phone number.
What's your doorman's name?
Dominic.
There you go. Good job.
There's a couple of different ones.
Okay.
But they all have names like Dominic.
They're all named Dominic.
Giorgio, Dominic. You know.
Nice. Yeah, it seems as though Hearthstone made them a lot of money.
I'm not surprised.
Destiny made them a lot of money.
Right.
Let's see. Activision Blizzard had a $4 billion year, and three of the five best-selling games of 2014 were theirs. Call of Duty, Destiny, and Skylanders. They said Skylanders and Hearthstone were responsible for more than $850 million of revenue.
In revenue. We need to know profit. Revenue is, you know, great and all. Like, I'm curious if Destiny was profitable.
I think Destiny was profitable. Hearthstone was definitely profitable because there was no real marketing push on that, and it doesn't look like that game cost too much to make.
Right.
So even if that split is 700 million Destiny and 150 million Hearthstone, or I don't know, it really also, they didn't say what the split was. So I would assume Destiny made more than Hearthstone, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
I think Destiny, like Destiny 2, they're going to radically change the way the whole system works or just keep
going.
It
is very possible.
At this point, I can't be bothered to look into the system. Because it seems like I'd have to just do so much studying. Like Diablo got all this loot and everything, and you don't have to really know anything, right?
You don't have to know what you're doing at all in Diablo. That is a fact.
Right, exactly. So I don't have to like call you up and say, hey, are you available on Tuesday night to play Diablo with Johnny and Ralph? You just play the game. Whatever happens, happens.
I don't play with Ralph.
You don't like him?
No, he sucks.
Is it because he's a Jew?
That is reason number one.
Yeah.
But, it wouldn't be the first time that, you know, a game has changed dramatically from the first one to the second one. It very, very possibly could happen.
We shall see.
So, yes, we shall. Yes, we shall.
All I know is I stopped playing Hearthstone because it got too complicated.
Well, I mean, you know, there's something to be said about a game, being easy to pick up and play.
I respect it for being great, but I just don't want to have to. Once you learn how to play, you know, you learn the cards, and they come out with a new expansion.
And then you're like, I don't want to have to do this all over again.
Exactly.
It's
too
get
much.
It.
If it's once every like 3 years, that's fine. But if it's once every, you know, 3 months, that's too much.
Yeah.
Too much, Wombat. I can't be doing all this work playing these video games. Playing these video games is hard.
It is. It is.
What do we got here? Nintendo. President 2038 writes in and asks us to talk about Nintendo's failure to stock Amiibo in the United States. Is the plural of Amiibo Amiibo?
Yeah, that's like a thing that people say a lot on the internet, so I'm assuming it's true.
Okay. What happens here? They want to just create the demand. They can't actually make that many.
I think they want to create the demand on certain Amiibo. Some are very easy to find. Your Mario.
But what's the upside there?
I think the upside is you get people into the product enough to buy enough to keep it, say, let's say popular and successful. Like you have your Marios and your Princess Peaches and your Yoshis.
But don't you just want to sell enough to everybody who wants to buy one? Isn't that the key? Isn't that the success? Isn't that what you...
Well, then you have those other ones that are hard to find.
Why?
to create false demand? I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good reason. I don't really have one. But
so there's news stories about products
we're
that
talking
you can't
about
buy.
It. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, but who cares though? But if you can't buy it, you can't buy it.
Right.
We need people to buy it. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, President, Mr. President. I'm assuming that's Obama.
Yes, that's
sorry,
who,
Mr.
Yeah.
President. We don't have
no. He's a big
you.
Listener, President Obama. Yeah.
If Shipwreck was here, he would know for sure. But he's not. So. What else we got here? Kalimba. You've been playing?
Yeah. Shipwreck was playing that. I think he played about 1/6 the amount of time that I've played, yet his score is 10 times what my score is, and he was making fun of me.
He's very good at the video games.
He is very good at games.
You are not.
I am not. I played that game with my kids. We had a good time.
Kalimba.
Kalimba. It's a fun game. Yeah.
We talked about Sony.
Did you know what was funny?
What's that?
On Twitter, I don't know if anyone follows what's the guy's handle? The guy who posts all the old CAG stuff.
Oh, CAG Historian.
CAG Historian. Thank you. I felt like a jerk for a second there. It's because I am a jerk. CAG Historian posted this week. He posted something about Game Room on the Xbox.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that? Is it? Do you think what a turd that was?
It could have been good.
Maybe. Huh?
It was close to being good.
It was close. I mean, it was, you know, what they charged. You know, they tried to, if you wanted everything, it would have cost like $4,000 or whatever it was.
That needed to be on the subscription plan. That's what we always said. Is the only way that's working is if you're paying one fee and you get everything. Because no one wants to bother with
this.
They
said they were going to release a game pack, was it every week? Just every week. And they didn't even make it like 6 months.
Yeah, it was pretty ambitious.
They stopped supporting that less than a year after it launched, and they did such a big push for it. Do you remember what it was? 2010. Like, it was such a big thing. They really made a huge push on it, and it wound up, I mean, no one ever talks about it.
Yeah.
Like, we just all accept it, that it was something that happened and died as quickly as it came out. But it's, you know, like a... You know, maybe not as bad as, I don't know, the Sony Wonder Book.
Right.
But, you know, at least that was just like an E3. Like, after E3, they kind of never brought it up again.
It was on clearance at Best Buy, like, pretty much instantly.
Yeah. But this was something, like, I feel like they were pushing it for a while. But, yeah. What a... And it's still there to download, too. You can still download Xbox Game Room.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if they could charge, the problem is you can't charge too much for that because Netflix, you know, is at the Netflix and Hulu are at the $10 mark and they give you a lot of stuff for $10. So what can you charge for a subscription to old video games?
It came out, they announced it in January of 2010 and it came out in late April, early May of 2010 and they had stopped releasing updates for it as early as October of 2010.
Yeah, yeah. $10, right? That's your limit for something like that? If it was,
you know what? If it really was 3,000 games for $10 a month, I don't. Yeah, it's hard to say.
And it was done well, and you make your own arcade, and they made it.
And
cool.
If they were constantly updating it, like if they can continue to update it, it's now 5 years later, and maybe it would be up to 15,000 games or 30,000 games. Who knows?
The licensing must be very hard to work out on those subscription models, which is why we don't see them in gaming so much.
Yeah, but you know, you're also talking about games that are 30 years old.
Oh well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dumb is.
You've been playing Rogue Legacy on your PS4?
I have been playing. I'm so bad at that
game.
Or your
Vita. You playing on PS4 or Vita?
I'm on PS4. I don't have a Vita.
Oh.
I can't play on a console I don't own.
You can't?
No. That's how it works.
I thought like PlayStation Now, you can't just like download that from the cloud or something? No.
But I don't have a Vita. You see, I can't just pull it. No, I can't download a Vita
on your phone or something? No.
Nope, doesn't work that way. No. But anyway, I'm really bad at that game.
Damn. I saw some guy walking down the street with a TV, a Sony TV, and it said PlayStation Now right on the front of the box.
That's interesting.
Big letters, yeah. So you're playing Rogue Legacy.
Yes, I'm very bad at it.
It's hard.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I played it on Steam last year.
Oh, okay. How? I mean, like, I die like after about, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes every time.
There's a learning curve there.
For is sure. that what it is? Yeah. I just need to. I will admit that the controls do seem a little funky to me. Like they're trying to jump up and hit down.
Yeah. It really tries to emulate, you know, the controls and the difficulty of an old game, like an old console game.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's for me.
It's hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it's for you.
Did you play Volgar the Viking?
No.
At all?
Not at all.
Okay. It reminds me of that. Also another game that feels a lot like an old game. That's punishingly difficult.
Yep. No, I didn't download that one.
That was a free game with gold for a while on the Xbox.
Yeah, I saw that there.
And I'm sure it will be again because they recycle them a lot. That's the other reason why PS Plus, at least they don't recycle games as often. I feel like Worms has been free with gold for about 6 months. It may not have been, but I feel like it has been.
I've been playing more Drive Club. It's not a good... I was pretty much dead on with my original impressions when I first played them before the game came out, when I said mm-hmm. Drive Club's going to look a little better, but Forza Horizon is going to be a better game. And it is. But Drive Club is pretty awesome. You know, that in-cockpit view with the bad weather and at night, it looks very impressive. But I think the cars handle as well as they do in Forza. I think I like a little more realistic handling, and you can do that in Forza. But not a bad game. I'm sure if the PS Plus version comes out, Shipwreck will enjoy it. But I don't know when that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Justin writes in and asks, which racing game should I get for PS4 if I like arcadey ones? Need for Speed is like you're pretty
much... Yeah, I was going to say, is there it, that right? Need for Speed game is on there, right?
Yeah, Need for Speed Rivals, is that...
Yes, that's a good game.
Yeah, that's the one with the cops. You play as the cops. Mm-hmm. There's like two branching...
It's probably cheap now. It's a year old, longer.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And President, another question from Mr. President. The Order 1886 comes out this month. What do you guys think? Infamous Second Son level meh or surprise good game?
I want it to be good. I want it to be a good game. I like good games. I mean, you know, I know someone that's working on that game, so it makes me want to like it. Doesn't mean that if it's bad, I won't say that it's bad. It just means that I want to like it.
Your own brother is sweating away on the game, and you're going to say you don't like it? No,
my brother's not that smart.
I'm a little suspect of this game because I remember IGN wrote a preview about it a while ago, and they weren't very optimistic in the preview. And usually, previews are overly optimistic. So the fact that they were sort of digging on the game.
Pessimistic?
Yeah. I was like, whoa, this must be really like... But you never know because the games, you know, they're not done yet. You're just speculating on something that's not done. So I don't know. Let's be optimistic. I'm thinking it's probably... Well, I don't know. Who knows? How do I know, Mr. President? With all due respect, Mr. President, how do I know? Let's see. Breadboo writes in and asks, have any of us tried the 7-day free trial of PlayStation Now? Have you even, but you haven't bothered to try it, right?
I tried the beta.
How was the beta?
Beta was terrible.
Oh, what game did you try to play?
I don't even remember. I just remember trying it for about 18 seconds and being like, this is dumb. And I stopped.
Yeah, I just have no interest in playing.
No, zero.
Sorry. Let's see. Jimmy the Freak. This is, I guess we're on to PC now. Jimmy the Freak writes in and asks if early access is killing the video game industry. It's already destroyed the job of game tester since people pay to test now.
Yeah, it destroyed that whole job? Even for console games?
Not for console games. But you're familiar with early access, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's when you buy the game before it's actually finished on Steam. I don't see how it's killing the video game industry. I think people know what they should know what they're getting themselves into when they buy an early access game. I think it's beneficial for game developers who are trying to make a game that costs a lot of money and what happens is I talked to a game developer actually recently, and he said because his game was so successful with early access, it gets the attention of publishers. It gets the attention of money, basically. So if you have a game and you don't have the money to actually develop the game, you can put it up on early access in an early stage. You, if enough people go for it, you have something good going for it, and you can sell a few units. You can take that to a publisher, or take that to, you know, to an investor rather, and say, "Hey, look, we already sold X units, and this game's not even out yet. Give us some, give me money, and then you hire more people and make a better game." So there's my answer, Wombat. What do you think of that answer?
I thought it was wonderful.
Did what happened to my outline? It just, oh no, there it is.
I don't know. I already like skipped down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that game I was talking about was Snow. Did I ever talk about that game?
Informer?
No, it's like a snowboarding. It's a skiing game.
A Licky Boom Boom Down?
No, it's not that. It's skiing. It's pretty cool. Let's talk about it sometime when it gets closer to coming up. But that game did very well on early access, and like, hey, now we got money. Bam. Mm-hmm. Nice. Where are we on here, Wombat? Do you know?
I was at the keg bag.
You were at the keg bag. Is there anything? Okay, let's do the keg bag.
Yep. Come on. Pick it. Come on.
I got to find energy. It. My computer. I got to get rid of this computer.
Venturin asks,
thank you
for helping. Chibi, what do you like the most about being back in the U.S. and what do you miss the most about Japan?
I don't know. I like being able to walk into a supermarket and being able to understand everything on the shelf. That's you know, underrated, I'm going to say. And also, it's just nice. Like, people are more alive here. You know what I mean? Like, Japanese people are nice, right? Don't get me wrong. And they have a reputation of being very polite. But it's kind of like a sea of zombies. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Like, in New York, people, yeah, okay, sometimes it gets a little scary. You get these people and they just start screaming on the street and, you know, they're not screaming nice things necessarily. But other times you see people just walking, smiling and laughing and joking about stuff. And then they'll joke with you and you'll, you know, people interact with each other is what I'm saying here. In Japan, that doesn't happen.
Hmm.
And even Ty noticed that and comments on that. You know, he'll say things like, oh, that would never happen in Japan. Like someone just talking, coming up and talking to us about something, you know. So what do I miss most about Japan? The warmth of the winter. It's too cold here.
It is cold.
Yeah, I'm not used to wearing long underwear. That's not something
I
enjoy.
I wear long johns too.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's the worst thing. Like, nobody wants to do that. But you have to.
You do. You can't walk. You know, I still like to do my walk from Penn Station to my office every day.
Gotta walk.
It's a good mile, and it's good. You know, especially in the morning, it like, you know, gets your blood flowing. If I'm going to be sitting for the next 8 hours,
yeah.
So even though it's, you know, -8 degrees out, I still want to get that walk in. So I'll like layer up, and then when I get to work, I unlayer.
You have heat tech?
Huh?
Heat tech.
No, I just have, Target brand long johns.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Ellen, I'm not fancy.
Ellen DeGeneres brand?
Yes, I have Ellen brand long johns.
Does she sell a Target? She have a brand at Target?
Don't think she has a Target brand. I'm sure she has a brand somewhere.
She should, for sure.
Maybe at Kohl's.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I'm glad about that. Oh, Kohl's with a K.
I guess you've been living in Japan.
With a K.
It's a store.
With a K.
It's just another store.
Just another store. Okay, here's a question from Aries Dog. Do you think Major Nelson will leave Xbox sometime soon? I ask because it seems since the launch of the Xbox One, he's lost a lot of enthusiasm for doing his podcast. Look at the uploads, lots of gaps. The show used to come out on a rock-solid weekly basis. There was a long hiatus during the holidays. They did one new podcast for the new year and now have skipped two. I'm not surprised that he got disillusioned after the Xbox One launch. That must have been soul-crushing.
I don't know if he's looking to go anywhere. I'm sure he, you know, has a pretty good gig going. That's still really not his main job, though.
What do you mean? What's his main job?
Doesn't he have like an actual job? in addition to this that front-facing stuff that he does?
Mm-hmm. I think he makes the videos and, you know, decides, like, I don't know, what content goes. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is that if you type Larry Herb into Google, the second thing that comes up is Larry Herb net worth, ?
What?
People want to know how much money he makes.
That's the number two thing that people Google?
I guess so.
That's pretty weird.
I know.
What if I
he's the director of programming for Xbox Live.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever that means.
What happens if I type in GPD? Twitter.
GPD net worth?
No, it's not on there. Interesting. So no, I don't know. They I'm sure they wouldn't want him to leave. He's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to answer that question. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell you.
Duran 603 wants to know if the iPhone 6 is too big, and I have to say it's. The only problem is it's too big when it's in your pocket. When it's not in your pocket, it's fine. They need to make it, they need to curve it so it matches your leg curvature while it's in your pocket. Then it'll be perfect. But now it's too big. I think that's it, Wombat.
All right. I think we did a show. I do think the redheaded stranger was missed. But
yes.
You know,
we got to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Show must go on, Wombat.
Yes.
And you must go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off your order. There's good stuff on there for cheap. There's some cool shaving kits. Definitely check it out. And Wombat said he was going to shave his tongue on YouTube. What has to happen? I forgot.
You got it, guys.
He's going to know. How about you shave your whole body with a Harry's? If they send you a free kit, that's what you want.
No, I would have to do a little bit more for the full body shave.
Like what? What
I don't know, $1,000.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay, so I'll bring that up with the Harry's people.
Okay.
$1,000, a Wombat will shave his entire body with the Harry's razor blade. Like your legs too? I think it's too much.
I would easily shave my leg for legs for $1,000.
How about your eyebrows?
I don't think I'd do my eyebrows or my I don't know if I could do my eyebrows and my head. I don't know. Shaving my legs, that would be a no-brainer.
What about your taint?
I mean, I'm not against it.
That's probably too risque for Harry's.
Yeah.
They probably just want, like, you
they
know.
Taint into that.
Right. Well, I'll find out. I'll look into that. Maybe.
Please
maybe
do.
Not. Maybe I'll just pretend I never mentioned that. I just threw up a little in my mouth. Harrys.com, coupon code CADCAST. Thank you very much. And Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, even though he's not here, and at Video Game Deals. That's what we got. So until next week, we will see you later.
Bread's done.
To help them battle the evil Decepticons, you can imagine the Autobots create Dinobots.
Each sold separately.
Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Transformer Dinobot Grimlock. Other Transformers sold separately from Hasbro.